Today's podcast is sponsored by Anonymous as his chus for the Limud HaTorah for his whole mishpacha. Anyone would like to sponsor a podcast could email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com, or go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor link. Today we are up to the introduction to Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, the first perek of the introduction on page 69 in the new print. We're up to Siv Lamed Hei. Siv Lamed Hei begins. B'noisav l'shtei mitzvahs ha-shabbos ha-ikari shein zachar v'shamar shenisku la'el b'si'ifim based v'gimel matzanu oid mitzvahs shabbos shel das ha-poskehem hein min ha-Torah. He says, the Torah tells us, like we saw earlier, zachar and shamar. So the Paiskim tell us that there are many things additionally that are mechuyev midoraisa relative to Shabbos based on the psukim that the Torah tells us. So now the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa is going to go through those psukim and tell us about various isurei Shabbos. So Aleph, the pasuk says, Laman yanuach sharcha v'chamarcha. Shemais perichav gimel pasuk yud beis says, Laman, so that your nuach, your shor, and your axe, and your donkey should rest. Mikan lamdu chachamenu zal al shvisas behemte. From here we learn that one's animal is also obligated to rest. Kleimar, for instance, she asur she behemte shel Yehudi tasa achas melamates hamaloches v'taldei seyin ha'asuris b'shabbos. It is prohibited for a Jew's animal to do one of the 39 maloches, whether they're the avos or toldos, on Shabbos. It doesn't matter if the yid is working an animal or guy is working the yid's animal. It doesn't matter. Or if the animal is doing it on its own. Due to its hergel, it's used to its routine. It knows to do something and it does a malacha, on Shabbos. That would be awesome. And even if it's not doing it for its own benefit, but what the animal does for its own benefit, that is permitted. Right? You're allowed to let your animals go graze on Shabbos, even though they're going to rip grass to eat, because they're not eating the grass for you per se. They're eating the grass because they're hungry and they want the grass. It says so that it should have rest. It should have menucha. But if you forbid it to eat and graze the way it likes to, that will be painting it and not giving it menucha. So too when the animal walks out from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, so it can't be carrying a package, can be carrying, you're not allowed to do itza. It can do itza, but something that's on the animal, and the Gemara gives the whole list of which parts of the bit and the reins, and what's there for the shmira of the animal, and even that's for the shmira of the animal, it's mutter to carry it. We are out of Tushus Rabbim, just like we wear clothing, which is there as a shmira for us, so to an animal can wear things that are a shmira for it. Ice Bays, page 70, Mechamer. The pasuk says, Leisasa kol malacha. You shouldn't do any malacha. Ata you, vehemdecha, and your animal. In Shemais Perakhov, pasuk yud. Ba hakasav leesar asiyas malacha asura, bimishutif ayidei hadum behema. This teaches us that even if the malacha is being done in partnership between the man and the animal together, it's prohibited. For instance, kigayin hamanhig behema b'shus harabim. Someone who leads his animal to a rabbi, umasa al gaba, and there's a package on top of it. Hein ima behemi he shall a Yehudi hamavid, hein shall Yehudi acher. Whether the package belongs to the yid that's leading the animal out, or the package belongs to somebody else, a different yid, or hein shall nachi, whether the package belongs to a Gentile, hein shall hefker, whether the package is hefker. V'hu anikru p'vi chazal iser mechamer. When we see the term of an Isser Mechamer in Chazal, what's that Isser? That Isser is leading your animal out while it is carrying a package on his back. Then he points out Haasei Shal Shvisas Behemtoy Vahalav Shal Machamar Enam Ela Beisurim Asurim Al Yehudim Ha Torah Aval Enam Asurim Beisurei Derabbanan. Says this Issa of Shvisas Behemtoy and Lav Mechaber is referring to things that are Aser Midereisa, not things that are Aser Midereabbanan. Oyz Gimel. The pasuk tells us Leisasa Kol Melacha Ata Uvincha Uvitach. That not only can't you do malacha, neither can your son or your daughter. Mikan Lamedin teaches us, Lahazir Gedoilim al Shvisasam Shal Kitanim. That Gedoilim have to warn Kitanim that they should not do a malacha. Ratzalayma, what does this mean? Shalay Yaniyacha Avlav Noya Katan Lasses Kal Malacha Letzarcha Shal Gadol. Katan should never be asked, told, hinted to do a malacha for a Gadol. Gam im HaKatan Terem Higia L'chinuch. Even if the Katan is too young for Chinuch, even if he's doing it on his own, he should be informed not to do it. Now, in Sifkaton Kuf Peidalit, he points out that Mekal Mokim, im Einay Maven Klalis Masha Isa, the baby is so young that doesn't even understand anything they're doing, Ein Aviv Mitzuvah Lamoinai Balkarcha, you don't have to hold them back by force. Right? So there's a whole discussion about this in the Peskim, which we're not going to go into now. That when and where one's allowed to allow a cotton to do a malacha, some place can allow a very young child, if the light's on, let's say, for instance, and most place can hold lights at the Rabbanon, that, you know, you could hold the baby who's too young to understand what they're doing near it, and the baby may shut the light. However, l'chatchila, many place can hold this should not be done by the parent, because the parent has the obligation of mincha. It's better if it's done by a non-parent. He also points out in Sif Cotton Kuf Pei Vav on the bottom, on page 71. For Amnon Cotton Sarach Kachesh Lismech Al Das Raj, but the makeable Kai Gavna Bisuri Drabonon Vafleetin Lele Chatchil Mutter. That by Suri Drabonon, and it's something that the cotton wants to do on its own, they're not Mukhiv to stop the cotton. So one has to be careful. People try to use Ketanim for different Malachas and Shabbos. You have to consult a competent Paisik to make sure that what you're doing is permitted. From here we learned that an Eved Kenani had already a bris milah and went to the mikveh l'shem avdus. V'chein shivcha kenani soto shivcha kenani shetov l'shem avdus. V'im kiblu al atzman es hamitzvus shavodim chayav mehem. And they were mekabel upon themselves the mitzvus that avodim chayav mehem muzharin b'mitzvus HaShabbos. They are obligated in Shabbos. And Eved Kenani in the Shivcha Kenani says it may have a din like a Isha, but Isha is Chayiv in Shabbos. They're Chayiv in Shabbos as well. L'man Yanuach Abdecha V'amoscha K'moicha, the Pasuk says, in Chumash Dvarim Peg Hei Pasuk Yudal. In order that your servant and your maid rest, Mekan L'maid, from here we learn Al Shvises Avdoi V'amoscha, from here we learn that there's a Chiyuv of resting on your Eved and Yom Ratzlaimer, Eved Shemal V'Tavu. Metzuva Ba'aylov L'moinay Melasis Kol Melacha Shabbos Afilu Tzerech Atzmei. One should not allow their Eved or their Shivcha, even if their Eved and Shivcha is not doing it for them, they should not allow their Eved, Ivri or Shivcha, Kananis, to do any Melacha on Shabbos. Ois Vav, the Pasuk says, in Shemois Perichav Gimel Pasuk Yudbeis, V'yinofesh Ben Amosecha V'hager. What does that teach us? What happens if someone has an Eved Kenani HaKonu L'Yehudi Kinyan HaGuf? What happens like in more recent times where people bought on the slave market a non-Jew? Avaloi Mol V'loi Tovah. But you didn't do Mila, you didn't do Tefillah. V'rakibul Al Atzmei Shev Mitzvanei Noach. And he was only Mekabel on himself to Shev Mitzvanei Noach. Harehu, which was an obligation to do that when you buy an Eved. Harehu Kigoy Gomor, such a person as a din of a Gentile. Such a person, he's allowed to do malacha for himself, but the owners should not allow him to do malacha for them. Not only should the owner not allow this Eved to do malacha for him, but no yid should have such an Eved do malacha for them. Now, since he's a goy gomer, if he's doing it for himself, there's no problem. But he can't do it even if it's befarhesi, even in public. But he can't do it for a yid. Al yetsi ishim kremoi. The next Isaiah on page 72, Shmish Shabbos Kachasa brings. The pasuk says, Al yetsi ish mimikremoi. A person shouldn't go out from his place on Shabbos and Shemois. Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chav Tes, the beginning of the Pasuk says, Shvu Ish Tachtov, Chazal Darshan, Udasa Rambam, Yish Kan Loi Sase. The Rambam holds this is a Isser Lav, and he counts it in the Minyan HaMitzvah, Shatoyer Bo Le'eser, Sayetzia, El Me'avar, L'Shnayim, Oser Mil, Megvul Ir. According to the Rambam, there's a Machloikis Rishonim, where the Tchum is Deiraisa Derabonim. The Rambam holds Yud Beis Mil is Deiraisa, 12 mil. Which is a shayla exactly the size of a shiva mil, but we'll say, following would take approximately 9 miles. That one walking that would be out of his tum, out of his city, would be in Issa de Eraisa. Now, everybody agrees that 2,000 amis is derabbanon. The only question is 12 mil also derabbanon, or is there an Issa de Eraisa? It is a machlek as we shayim, Shushabas Kolchasa, seems to be bringing the Rambam l'chumro, that which one should be machmer, that Yud Beis Mil is a de Eraisa. Ches, the pasuk says, in Shemayis Perikud Beis Pasuk Design, Kol Malacha Lo Yeyasabem. Any Malacha one should not do with them. Which means one should not ask a non-Jew to do Malacha. Even if it's not an Eved. Before we were talking about an Eved that's purchased by Yid. An Eved Kanani or a regular Eved. L'das Rashi L'meidim Mikan She'osu La'asais Malacha B'Shabbos B'Yom Tov Kama Yidei Nachri. Rashi says, we learn from here, there's an Issa Amir L'Nochri, there's an Isser to ask a Yid to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, there's an Isser to ask, a Gentile to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, even if he doesn't belong to you. This is the end of the first perek of the Mavli, so we'll stop here. To sponsor future podcasts to keep these Shiurim available to the Tzibur, please contact RabbiFishman@gmail.com or go to www.RabbiFishman.com and click on the sponsor button. Today's share is sponsored by Anonymous for the Achzakas HaTorah for his entire Mishpacha.